Shalom, shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Ki Sisa. This is what everyone who is entered in the record shall pay, a half shekel by the sanctuary weight, 20 gerahs to the shekel, a half shekel is an offering to the Lord. Exodus chapter 30, verse 13. In Parsha Ki Sisa, a census is taken wherein each person gave a half shekel as an atonement for his soul. A half shekel is described as a ransom for the soul so that there will be not a plague when the census is taken. Exodus chapter 30, verse 12. The ransom guarantees that there will be no plague that otherwise might have been enacted as a result of the collective sins of Israel. Kondor explains that at the time of a census wherein each man is counted, it is as if every man and woman is also scrutinized in regard to his moral status. Inasmuch that deficiencies in thought, speech, and behavior may always be found upon such scrutiny, the ransom of a half shekel is necessary for atonement. Hashem provided for a way that the population of Israel could be counted without recompense for their sins. The half shekel as an atonement for sin permitted the consequences of their sins to be deferred. Rabbeinu Bacha explained that the passage implies that because each individual was counted, this showed that every individual received supervision over their lives. All the deeds performed by any individual are recorded. We should take note of this and know that we are also counted individually in the eyes of Hashem. Our fate is not left to chance. Yet, this also entails a personal responsibility to be cognizant of being held accountable for our sins. In Rosh Hashanah, when God exercises his supervision over our individual fates, we seek atonement, especially on Yom Kippur. Even so, every day when we confess our sins to Hashem and seek his forgiveness, especially before retiring for the evening. That way we can always start anew the next morning. Additionally, the census characterizes a concept in regard to identity, inasmuch that a half shekel denotes a lack in and of itself, since it is only half of the whole. Thus, each Israelite in giving a half shekel in order to be included in the census taken for Kalal Yisrael becomes part of the whole. The half shekel was offered as an atonement for the individual souls of Israel as recompense for the transgression of the eagle, the golden calf. The half shekel represents the need to make up the difference in what each soul lacked at the time of that debacle. Furthermore, according to Rabbeinu Bacha, a person must weigh his actions in life so as to give due weight to his spiritual needs as well as his physical needs. The half shekel is symbolic of this duality of body and soul, and a responsibility to purify even our physical needs with an effort to focus on the soul. Thus, as well, it can be understood that secular activity must be accompanied by a spiritual acknowledgement. Everything becomes uplifted for the sake of its transformation toward a higher purpose. This is the very reason that our souls are on earth, to become sanctified by the divine. We find this lesson in the building of the Mishkan as well, where it is clear that the secular nature of the work done to build the Mishkan was for the sake of building a sanctuary for the Shekhinah, God's presence. Our main avodah, spiritual service, could be said to be the same as well, to build a place for the Shekhinah, God's presence within ourselves.